have envisioned John Holmes. I'm sure he would have despised him, like we all do! I'll never forget. I knew John Holmes very well. Back before he became a star. With his innate gift. We were college roommates together. Can you imagine what it's like to be John Holmes' roommate? God. Get this. We both got our draft notices the same time. We were both in that first lottery they had. We both had low numbers. We get to the induction center. And we're standing in line. You know, the doctors are all, we're all naked. The doctor's listening to our heartbeats and everything. And I'm looking at John, I'm thinking, you can kiss that thing goodbye, buddy. When you're a nom, the BC, you're gonna take it up there. I can just see you running across the rice paddy. Big pack on your back. Where are the girls now, John? How you coming across there? Yeah, they'll stitch that thing up one end and down the other. I was kind of chuckling to myself. We're standing there in the induction line. Back then, Da Nang was exploding. I was thinking, John Holmes, as I looked at that thing, I said, maybe a bouncing Betty, huh? A bouncing Betty, that's what you need! Yeah, that'll tear it clean off. Yeah, I don't want to be lying there. I'm going to call in the dust off for this one. I want to be lying there. Look at this, John. Look at this, you lying there waiting for the chopper. We'd need two stretches. One for you and one for that thing, John. That's what I was thinking as we're standing there in the line. I was thinking, either that or maybe they take him prisoner. Imagine when the VC get a look at that. We're all giants normally to them. Imagine John Holmes. Imagine when they get a look at. That's what they're seeing right before the barbecue, John. All these thoughts are running through my brain. Well, the doctor listened to my heart. Check me for flat feet. Said, all right, you are drafted. Fit for service, 1A. Next, I didn't mind. I knew I was going to Nam and I didn't mind because I need Mr. Holmes, Mr. 14, to be with me. He listens to John's heart. He checks him out. The doctor sat back on a stool for a second, his eyes opened wide. Look, he said, you're deferred. Get dressed and go home. I said, what? I grabbed the doctor by his lapels. I said, yeah, you mean he's deferred? He said, this man is unfit for jungle warfare. Look at the size of this guy. Did you see him flopping his way through the bushes? He'd be hung up in the briars. He'd leave a long trail through the rice paddies. No way we'd ever cram him in the cockpit of an A4, I'll tell you that. I said, you out of your mind, doctor? Are you going to leave him behind and take all of us? He's already got the women anyway. You're going to leave him. That was awful. I'll never forget. As I stood there watching him walk out, unfortunately, there was a saving grace of the day. On the way out, he got hung up in the swinging door. Yeah, push it! Push it! Yeah! Hey, you maggot! It's the...